It is time for NFL Zigger Zag. Let's start here. 41 points, 489 yards, a near win in Buffalo, and so far their quarterback has four TDs, no picks. Dirt, the Arizona Cardinals are an impressive 1-1? Maybe?
I'll zig on that.
I didn't ask you zigger zag.
I thought that was you said. Are they an impressive 1-1?
Well, I didn't. Do we call it an impressive 1-1?
Yeah.
You see my hang up here.
I mean, they blew a 17-point lead and then beat a team without any starters.
But beating
left.
Buffalo in Buffalo would have been huge.
That would have been an impressive 2-0. Okay. I don't know about an impressive 1-1.
We discussed the Seahawks yesterday as well with defensive stuff. Geno's start. Zigger zag. The Cardinals are better than the Seahawks.
I'm going to zag on that. Now, maybe not right now, even though Seattle's 2-0 and Arizona's 1-1, and that sounds kind of funny. Seattle has eked out wins over two teams that I don't have a lot of respect for. I do have respect for the Bills, and the Cardinals damn near won that game. They blew the lead, and then they blew out the Rams, who are just a shell of themselves from where they were maybe a couple of weeks ago. I hate to be a broken record on this. I got nothing against the guy. I don't trust him long-term throughout the course of the regular season. I'm talking about Kyler Murray. He has had these starts where it's been 6, 7, 8, 9 weeks where we're putting him into a conversation of a top five or top 10 NFL quarterback. And then in the back end of the year, he gets a hamstring tweak and he can't move as much and you hem him into the pocket and he's not the same guy, largely because of his height concerns that are very similar to the things we've talked about with Bryce Young. But he's bulkier. He's an elite athlete. And when he's healthy, especially with Marvin Harrison playing the way that he did this past weekend, they look like a dangerous offense. I just don't know how much trust there can be there for weeks 13, 14, 15, and on. And I look at Seattle as a team with a new coach that I think is only going to get better on the defensive side of the ball as the year goes on. And Geno Smith is playing as good as any quarterback in the NFL 2 weeks into the season. So not just a record thing, 2-0, 1-1. I just long-term trust. I can't remember if I'm zigging or zagging, but Seattle is better than Arizona. I can't remember which one was which. I would take Seattle right now.
It might be an indicator your rant was too long. You forgot where you even went.
I did.
Nico Collins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, is tied for fifth in receptions and first in receiving yards. He's had some pretty impressive catches this year, too. He had a catch in week one against the Colts that I don't know how he caught the ball on the sidelines falling away. Zigger zag, he is a top three wide receiver in the NFL.
Oh, buddy.
So you're striking while the iron isn't quite hot yet. It's warming, though. Do you want to get in now and proclaim it before everybody else does? Or do you want to just wait and come late to the party, pal?
Do I want to be on time or late? Do injuries matter right now? Like currently healthy top three wide receiver or just in general top three wide receiver?
I'm talking in general. I've seen all their games. I knew he was the number one on that team.
You did.
And he's been even better than I thought he would be.
Yeah, I mean, his explosion last year when he finally had a quarterback was incredibly impressive. He's averaging 18 yards a catch.
They got him on a great deal this summer, too.
They do have him on a great deal. I think I'm going to zag on that, though. I'm going to zag on that, and I'm going to be late to the party. I still think Justin Jefferson's the best wide receiver in the NFL.
Very fair. I do, too.
I think Devontae Adams, if he was playing in a system with an elite quarterback, we would still talk about to this level.
He is. He had 110 yards this week.
And that's with Gardner Minshew, right? I mean, put him with CJ Stroud, put him with Allen or Mahomes or any of these other guys.
I think his
numbers are even bigger.
There's two.
And then I think you could go a million different places. Tyreek Hill, who is still the fastest guy in the NFL. Cooper Kupp, when healthy, is the best route
Tyreek
runner
Hill's
in the league.
Tyreek Hill's not even faster than Arch Manning.
Easy. So I'm going to zag on that for now. I'm going to zag on that. Jamar Chase, I know he's got some weird contract stuff going on right now. He is in the mix. He's in that next category of guys, but I'm going to zag on top three.
Let's go to Philly, where the Eagles fans have had enough. And so do the radio hosts. Here is a post-game thought. They played the blame game on WIP after the Monday Night Football game.
Be a blame ball. Who does it go to?
Kellen Moore, 100%. I hated his play calling on the first drive when Saquon Barkley wasn't featured. I hated it on the second drive when Saquon went 9-9-11. And then they bring in Kenny Gainwell. I know he needs a breather, but it's the second drive of the game. And then the pivotal 3rd and 3. The Atlanta Falcons had no timeouts.
Can we mention a name that we haven't said yet today? But you traded a 3rd round pick for Jahan Dotson? Like, really? Really? One catch? One target?
McCovey was much better.
Brutal.
WIP, having a good one, a pretty normal one. Eagles are 2-7 in the last 9 games.
Oof.
Struggle bus, blew that game to the Falcons in which they should have won. Reed Blankenship, their safety, was asked about the post game, what was said by Sirianni. He said no coaches said anything in the locker room. He said Jalen Hurts spoke to the team. And then he added, quote, we're a player-led team at the end of the day. We know what we did is on us, end quote. Pretty simple one for you here. Zigger Zag, Sirianni is coaching his last season in Philly.
I'm going to zig on that. I felt that way coming into the year. They did have a nice, impressive win in week one, a game that went back and forth in Brazil against Green Bay. But you blow that lead late. Philly's not going to stand for losing long. Their next two games are on the road against New Orleans and on the road against Tampa. I'm not even guaranteeing they're going to lose both of them, but I doubt they win both of them. And so you're sitting there at 2-2 through 4 weeks. The benefit they have going for them is the NFC East looks like a dumpster fire like it traditionally has been. Not a lot of confidence in the Cowboys. I'm not buying the Commies, even though they got a win this weekend. And the Giants are maybe one of the most worst-run organizations in all the sports. But they need to win, and they need to win big this year in order for him to keep his job. Just making the playoffs again is not enough. Getting blown out in the wild card round, not going on a deep playoff run, they will move on from him, and I'm going to zig on that because I'm not picking Philly to go on a deep run right now.
And finally, to wrap up NFL Zigger Zag, Mel Kiper Jr. had this to say about the Bryce Young situation.
Yes, his confidence was shattered, right? Yes, he does need to sit behind Andy Dalton for a little bit, but to blame this on Bryce Young is ridiculous. This is the blame here goes to the organization, the owner, for mishandling this young quarterback.
LeBron tweeted his support for Bryce Young, told him to hold his head high, it's not his fault, and to hang tough.
It's a random one. Do they have a relationship?
I mean, he's
just just athletes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just,
I didn't know if they were like
LeBron's just a big football
same
fan.
Agency or something like that.
I've seen Bo Nix run for his life. We watched Caleb Williams on Sunday Night Football look like he was going to get murdered, and the tape follow through stuff, the tape breakdowns on Twitter on Monday from that game.
Yeah.
Holy hell, the offensive line in Chicago was a disaster. Bryce Young has certainly taken his beating in Carolina. I'm going to ask you very easily. Zigger Zag, NFL teams will start to already reconsider playing their young quarterbacks right away in order to get their offensive line figured out, given what we've seen so far from the rookie quarterbacks.
It's the thing we've debated for years, right? And every time it comes up, people get passionate about it. I'm going to zag because NFL teams are stupid largely, and they care more about tickets and entertainment, and we got
saving
a guy
on the cheap.
Right. I mean, that's what they want. And so, as long as that's going to be the case, that's going to be their determining factor, there's no chance that they're going to get smart and outplay guys. The hard thing about the whole offensive line conundrum, like we got into this with Drake May with a listener in New England. I said it's dumb, he should play. Listener said that's stupid, their offensive line's terrible. Well, their offensive line's been fine through two games, ironically. But how long do you wait? So what if your offensive line sucks in year two? Do you not play him in year two?
He seems like he's a guy that's going to play in like week seven.
I mean, he's eventually going to get in, but I just think the larger point. So Caleb, let's use him as an example. Their O-line sucks right now.
Terrible.
Is it going to be elite next year?
I don't know.
So then you not play him next year?
They're panicking in Chicago about this.
They are immediately.
That line's way worse than people thought it would be.
It doesn't take long. And also maybe give a little bit of respect to Justin Fields of what he was dealing with last year, because the offensive line was worse last year than it was this year. He was running for his life on every single play. I zag on that. NFL teams will always try and push their guy out, give their fans something to be excited about. That's more important to them.
All right, there we go. NFL Zigger Zag every Wednesday at 6:45.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get 6 times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in-wash scent beads.